My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
You know, the second I get some studio time here in the Radio Memphis studio, and we've been doing some work on a remote board, the one that Jeff and I recorded an episode previous to last week with Abigail, and before that, Bored to Tears and the Higher Education, whatever that was. We got this wonderful little case for it, and we got it all put together, and it's, you know, slick and groovy and just a, you know, stellar thing. And then on top of all of this, the you know, I go to plug it in here tonight and get it up and running to do an episode of the podcast. Well, as it turns out, for some unknown reason, it just crapped out. It is sadly been somewhat of the bane of my existence. Technology has been up against my ass for quite some time. So in the meantime, what I've done here is I'm still in the studio, but I'm using this horribly ineffective USB microphone. And, you know, I guess, you know, it's doing what it's supposed to do, but the work that goes into making it work right is just off the chart ridiculous. So, you know, my apologies now for the way this sounds. I'm going to try and do the best with it as I possibly can, because there were some things I wanted to get into that might be of some, assistance, some of amusement to you, perhaps. Ultimately, this is what this is about, is amusement. Well, actually, on a more selfish note, it's actually beneficial to me, because this gives me the opportunity to be, well, you know, completely cathartic about it, and just run my mouth and just be able to talk about things that have been rattling around in my head for a while. And if it works for you, great, you know, and it seems to be. So, you know, thank you so much for allowing me to vent my spleen, as I have said many times before. So this is going to have to work. And I've been, you know, kind of stomping around here. Doug is out for the evening. It's a Saturday night. We had our new schedule on the radio station started on this particular day. And now I've got studio time to myself, and I've got a little bit of time, and I said, oh, this will be awesome. I'll be able to set up the new rig and sit down and do this whole podcast. And oh, not so much. And in the process of testing out this thing here, I was, you know, I was getting ready to get into some stuff about privacy. Privacy is a big deal these days, you know, in relation to what we're seeing on what the whole Facebook thing is. That's part of it, and I'll get to that here. I'm going to elaborate on that here in just a little while, because there has been some things that have come to light that people really should be paying attention to. But, you know, really the bottom line is this, that, you know, when you're worried about what is being, you know, posted online, and you're worried about your privacy and everything that goes with it, well, the first argument would have always been, don't put out there stuff you don't want people to know about. It's just that simple. You're the last great defense of your own privacy. And that's important. You know, half of the things that are in on my Facebook page is certainly not true at all. It's specific garbage. I did not go to Ridgemont High School. if you look at my profile, that's what it says. There is no such thing as Ridgemont High School. It was a fictitious name of a school in allegedly California. So, you know, you have to have some fun with that sort of thing. But what I'm getting at here, and I'm gonna point a finger directly at a very specific form of social media, and that is Facebook. And Facebook has got some problems right now. It really does. I mean, not financial. There's this kind of a weird backlash that has been happening here of late, and some people are, you know, they're trying to be informed about it. They're trying to be understanding about it. They're trying to are trying to get on that bandwagon of, by God, you know, we really don't like Facebook, but we can't get away from it. And there are so many people that do spend an enormous amount of time on it. And unfortunately, I'm one of them, but I do it for the sake of the business that we're in. We do have to promote the things that Radio Memphis is working on, the things like this podcast. You know, I have an audience that I can speak to make sure that they have knowledge that a particular episode is available, and it's time to go out there and go listen to it. So it's a way for me to communicate that way. But as far as a platform itself, you know, it's you know, it is what it is. I mean, there, people don't talk about the big story news. They don't want to face these things. You know, they're more interested in talking about what party they're going to have on a Friday. They're talking about how they feel politically, or what Boston record they really liked listening to for whatever reason. And speaking of which, I've always noticed that when people post links to videos to other bands that are, you know, that are known, they don't hold up well. People don't like them. They don't share them. I guess people get kind of tired of hearing about all that other stuff. But when I post a link to a particular band here in town, a local act, an independent act, then we start, you know, we start seeing more and more people start to jump on that. So that's a good thing. It tells me that so many people are getting away from, you know, the pap that has been hammered down people's throats these many years. Oh, by the way, the background noise, if you happen to hear it, is because I've got the back door open. It is a nice night, a nice August evening, so at least I've got that going for me. And I'm just going to sit here and run my mouth about Facebook for a moment. Specifically this, and this has kind of come to my attention, too, and we've heard some talk about this, and this is something for you kids that use your Facebook Messenger app. All right, if you'll notice, they've been pushing an app through your mobile device. A separate app, a separate from Facebook, and it is a Messenger app. They've got one for a Pages app, which allows you to work with your pages and stuff like that. But now Facebook is now forcing you into, or they're going to try and force you into the Messenger app. It's a standalone service that they offer. There is an interesting article about this. I'm going to read it to you. This comes from a pretty amusing website called facecrooks.com. You know, they get onto internet safety and privacy, and you know, they want you as a Facebook fan to be aware of some of the dangers and the pitfalls that lie in this social media. This story says, by this point, we're used to Facebook's fine print containing alarming information about how the site is handling our data. The terms of service for Facebook's new mandatory standalone Messenger app are no different, as highlighted by the Huffington Post this week. All right. Before I continue on, I like how they put this, mandatory standalone Messenger app, which tells me, if this is correct, that if you're going to want to use the Messenger service through your mobile device, you're going to have to use this app, the Messenger app. All right. Now, if you've already got this on your phone, then you know that it exists and you probably use it. By the time you're done with this podcast, you will probably want to delete it off of your phone. I will never install this thing on my phone, that's for sure, and I don't recommend anybody else doing that as well, because as things are going to be brought to light here in just a moment, it's going to make the hackles stand up on you. So, continuing on, Facebook announced this week that all mobile users who want to use its Messenger feature will have to download the site's new standalone Messenger app and will no longer be able to send messages within Facebook's main app. However, as I mentioned, to download the new app, users will have to agree to some rather troubling terms. Here's just a few of the more invasive permissions in the terms of service agreement for the new app, as quoted word for word in Huffington Post article on this very topic. Now, regarding terms of services, software and things like that when you download or when you get an app, who all reads those, right? And they know that. And obviously somebody here has taken the time to go through it. And there are four points here that are really quite alarming. This is word for word from the terms of service for the Messenger app through Facebook. First one, quote, allows the app to call phone numbers without your intervention. This may result in unexpected charges or calls. Malicious apps may cost you money by making calls without your confirmation. Important stuff. Point two. Allows the app to read your phone's call log, including data about incoming and outgoing calls. This permission allows apps to save your call log data, and malicious apps may share call log data without your knowledge. Point number three. Allows the app to record audio with the microphone. This permission will allow the app to record audio at any time without your confirmation, whether the app is loaded up or not. They're going to be able to listen in on you. Fourth and final point. Allows the app to take pictures and videos with the camera. This permission allows the app to use the camera at any time without your confirmation. I'm just going to let that soak in for a second. You are allowing your phone through the Facebook Messenger app to take pictures without your knowledge or consent. It's going to allow the microphone to be turned on to record audio without your consent and without your knowledge. This is on Facebook, okay? This is the Messenger app through Facebook for your mobile device. The final thing on this particular article, most free apps require users to agree to permissions that can seem pretty drastic, but they do so in order to gather data for advertising. However, some of the permissions for Facebook's new app have taken that concept to a creepy and privacy-violating new level. I agree with that statement directly. You know, I do understand that there are reasons that Facebook would want to acquire information as to who their subscribers are. Yes, it's a free service. You don't have to give them any money, but they're making an ass ton of money because they're collecting data about you and me and everybody else who has an account there, and they're able to sell that data to interested parties that might be looking for a reason to sell them something. If you look down the right side of your Facebook page, it targets ads specifically to you, what you search, what you look for, what, you know, there's this person you may know, this person you may not know. Some of the comments that I'm seeing on this thread here, I may have to uninstall that app. It will be inconvenient as I talk to my clients through the Facebook Messenger app. I don't have internet connection at my house right now, so my laptop is useless for that. Because this doesn't involve the desktop version of Facebook, because it's a web-based thing. As far as we know, they may be kicking on cameras and microphones and being able to hear, you know, what all is being said around them for whatever reason they want. So a lot of folks are not very happy about it. A lot of people said, I just uninstalled the Messenger app from my phone. The important people I have on my cell phone number so they can reach me that way. I agree. There's no reason to have that service going. And the way Facebook is saying is that if you want to use the Messenger mobile-wise, get the Messenger app or don't talk to your friends at all. And they're going to be making this a standalone app. I just, there comes a point, I think, when you can put the thumb down on people for just so long. It's a bit spooky what it can do. There are about a billion people who have downloaded the app, which... Facebook is claiming a billion downloads. And I just called up the Huffington Post article there. I know there's some listeners out there that go, what's Huffington Post? You know, what do they know? They're a bunch of liberal Democrats over there. This isn't about politics, people. This has nothing to do with that. What this is about is your privacy. This is about the people that are into this thing and who just willingly surrender these bits of information. Something so simple as when Facebook asks you for a phone number and you don't bother to check the fact that it has gone public, Now, you would be shocked if you went through your friends list right now and go to their about page. Their fucking phone number shows up because they haven't blocked it for whatever reason. No, Facebook doesn't need my phone number. They don't need to call me. They don't need to text me. They've already got my email address. They got everything they need. They've got enough information to get a hold of me should I deem, needed to be gotten a hold of. Scary stuff. Here's more. This allows the app to change the state of network connectivity. It allows the app to send SMS messages, which are text messages. We did the microphone thing, the pictures and videos, allowed the app, your call log, read data about your contacts stored on your phone, including the frequency with which you have called your contacts, emailed, or communicated in other ways with specific individuals. They want to find out who you're texting all the damn time and all of their information of which you have in your phone. This allows the app to read personal profile information stored on your device, such as your name and contact information. This means that the app can identify you and may send your profile information to other people out there. This allows the app to access the phone features of the device. This permission allows the app to determine the phone number and device IDs, whether a call is active, and the remote number connected by a call. So who did you call or who called you? You want Facebook to have that information? This also allows the app to get a list of accounts known by the phone. This may include any accounts created by applications you have installed from other devices. Yeah. So, you know, as this guy wrote, and I'll post this on the Blogspot page. I'll post a link to this article because you're going to want to read it. The fact that social media and mobile apps are so insidious is really nothing new. They've all known, or you should know, that no app is truly free. Free online apps are paid for by the provision of personal data such as a name, location, browsing history, etc. In turn, mobile developers and social networks charge advertisers to serve up highly targeted ads to specific groups of people based on what they know about their audience. It's all about data. That's the whole thing with working in the internet businesses that are out there. Radio Memphis, to a certain extent, included in this, because the more we know about our audience, the more that we can provide advertisers that would speak directly to our audience. But do I need to know who they called and why they called them and for how long they spent their time on the phone? Do I need to know what text messages were extended between dude and chicky and other chicky? Do I need to know all about all that shit? No. No, but all of us, the billion people of you out there that got this damn app on your phone and you're thinking, well, this just makes things nice and convenient. If I can just, I don't have to deal with Facebook's app, which, by the way, Facebook for iPhone sucks. Lord have mercy, it blows. So to spread it out, they're making you get all these other apps, you know, whether it's a Pages Manager or the Messenger app. And I don't know about you people. But no, I ain't gonna play this game, and I don't think you should either. Because really, the privacy thing here is pretty stout. Now there are some people that have taken umbrage with some of the things that were in the article. The writer, Sam Fiorella, he said that, he would agree that it's not Facebook Messenger's intention to record audio or to take a photo without being initiated. But once you give permission for the app to do so automatically, what's to stop a hacker or other app from doing so? We have too much blind faith. That's the point I'm trying to make. And I think he did a good point there. When you read the whole article, you'll know what I'm talking about. Because it is just crazy. It is just crazy. So when you're bitching about who is accessing information, you've got to be careful as to who you are giving authorization to that information as well. So, you know, make sure that you've already got your ducks in a row, because you don't want to get in that kind of trouble. It would really cause, you know, more heartache than anything else. So, you know, having said all that, you know, social media, it certainly has its place. It can be quite amusing. It can be a bit fun. The thing, you know, and there's always these little things that come in waves, you know, like, for example, there for the longest time, it was like everybody was dragging everybody else to play, the games. And there's more and more games that keep coming out. And people get all upset. Quit sending me game requests. Well, that person that's playing the game is not sending you that request, although Facebook says it is. Facebook is sending you that request because the reason being is that they want you to get the game, to get in on the fun, and thereby get involved in the in-game purchases. How do you think Candy Crush is making so much stinking money? Because it's got in-game purchases. It's a free game. They make it addicting as hell. And then, you know, if you want to get to the next level that's frustrating the ever-living bejesus out of you, you have absolutely got to buy this, that, or the other to get into it. And there are people that I'm not kidding. I've heard of people dropping $100 or more a month into this stupid video game. Of course, you know, that's kind of coming on because a lot of people know how to block all that stuff. And, you know, you just do or ignore it completely. But the one thing that has really been going around here, and it's just getting annoying, is, you know, what classic movie should you have been in? What kind of sports car do you take this quiz and find out what car you should be driving? Take this quiz and see what kind of president you would be. You know, it's these stupid little clickbait quizzes and shit, and they are out there, and that shit's getting old too. You know, it's just maybe it's just me being cranky. I'm outside the demo age-wise for Facebook, and that's part of my problem. People that don't know how to turn their phone sideways when they're taking video really, quite frankly, should be shot, but that's just me. Oh, yeah, I got an IQ of 130. How clever are you? Are you a genius? Click here. And people do put a lot of credence into that kind of stuff. But and the other thing that used to come around was all the self-affirmation stuff, which was, you know, my life is in the dumper, but I feel better about it because I'm me and nobody else can be me. And that's, well, you know, that's... That's Facebook. It's just so weird because when you're in a position to, when you sit down and you spend some time going through your Facebook news feed, which, by the way, it's almost impossible on a mobile device to put it on most recent, you know, for all the time because it's going to default to the top news stories, which is the ones they want you to see. Whole nother episode there. That pisses me off. But the whole thing with, you know, walking through your news feed and seeing what all people are posting and talking about, and they're a noisy bunch, man. A lot of people like to talk about all sorts of really crazy things, but you get them out in public, you get them in a bar somewhere, and they just kind of clam up. They don't talk about these things. They don't whip out their phone and show you pictures of their kids or their vacation to Florida or like you see on Facebook. Look, here's a picture of my cat. But I guess the even though Facebook is not necessarily anonymous, and obviously they try and work their way around that. You've got to keep that anonymity to a certain extent by being able to say, well, hey, this is me, this is so-and-so, and I'm going to do this. Here's a picture of me and my dear old grandpa who died 9 years ago, and today would have been his 50th wedding anniversary had he still been married to my grandma, but she turned out to be a bitch and divorced the guy. But here's my picture with me and him sharing a beer. Right. It's, you know, when I was growing up, there were, you know, we would go to a friend's house, a friend of the family, and the big thing was that they had just come back from, say, their trip to Hawaii, and they'd set up a screen, and they had slides, and you could look at their slideshow, and you just sit there, and, you know, this is you're watching your friends go out and have a vacation. Well, this, and they're taking you on a tour of their trip, and this is little Billy, and he got to swim with dolphins, And look, here's Mama enjoying a tiki drink, and here are these. Now, these people, these are dancers, and you're sitting there the whole time going, God damn it. I've had enough. How many fucking pictures did you take? And those days, there for a while, got behind us. We don't have to deal with that sort of thing anymore. You know why? Because we got Facebook now. Yeah, isn't that something? But the nice thing about Facebook is that you're walking along, and all it is in my head, if Facebook could make a sound, if Facebook could make noises, there'd be one thing you would constantly hear, and that would be, hey, 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 hey. That and like this, share this, like this, hey, 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 hey. That's what Facebook would sound like if it could make noise. Of course, when I'm sitting here recording this, I'm going through Facebook and I'm looking at all those stuff, and it's just crazy. It is absolutely just crazy. I'm glad I don't spend as much time as some people do. I mean, it, you know, you see that, could you live 3 months without Facebook and social media? We'll give you $3 million if you can. You're damn right I could. I could unplug all this shit in a heartbeat and be done with it. Wouldn't that be something? What did I miss? Nothing. I mean, because there's been times when I've been away from it for like, you know, 3 or 4 days, and you get on it and you realize you haven't missed a damn thing. People are still the same. They haven't changed in 100,000 years. People are still going to be what people are. I think if we had the ability to take pictures as readily as we do now, if we had that ability from the time camera taking was a camera picture, picture taking was invented, you know, the very first time out, if it was just something as simple as it is now, back, say, what 200 years ago when roughly or so when photography became a thing, I think some of the first real pictures that we would have seen from the average Joe Schmo with a camera would have been what the fuck he's having for dinner. I was at a restaurant today. Josephine and I were, in fact, we were at Stone Soup having our Saturday brunch, and there was these youngsters that had come in. Youngsters, I say they're like in their, you know, early 20s, late teens, early 20s. And they all had ordered a lunch over there. And they're over there, you know, chewing the fat, having some fun, doing what you do and getting ready to enjoy a nice Saturday afternoon. And they had placed their order and their drinks came and they're talking and carrying on. And I've noticed all this because they were loud, first of all, and they were sitting where I happened to be facing. So it was real easy for me to observe all of this. So within a few moments, of course, the food comes out and it's, you know, the server comes out with the big tray and there's plates all over it. And they said, okay, you had this and you had that and here, enjoy this. And they lay the food out and the table got dead silent as everybody went face first into their laps to pull out their phones. And they all three held them up over the plate and took a picture of it. Because they think that their friends give a fuck what they're eating for lunch. I'm looking at a picture right now of this kid who apparently has allegedly looked like he's attempting to cook. And he's got a plate of food here that, quite frankly, looks like somebody puked on the plate. There are chefs, there are restaurants, there are places such as that, dining establishments now, that are banning selfies being taken, selfies, but you know, pictures of the dinner being taken because food doesn't look good when you photograph it. Ooh, you think it looks good. You know, oh, I gotta take a picture of this because my friends are jealous that I'm eating shit on a plate. It's what people do. It's, you know, here's the thing that you don't see, though. This is what I don't understand. You know, people will take a picture of their salad, their sandwich, their lunch. There's a guy that's in my news feed. Every fucking day, he takes a picture of his fucking lunch. And he talks about him having lunch and what he's watching on TV while he's having his lunch. And it's the same fucking thing every fucking day. And it's driving me to the point now, yeah, I could just scroll past it and let it get to me. But this guy, it's actually kind of getting to me a little bit. It's starting to piss me off. To the point where I think I'm going to have to, like, unfriend the guy or delete him from my feed or however I can block his ass because he's not contributing anything to the whole thing here on Facebook. I need to know, you know, I need to see things that are interesting to me. That's the whole point. This is a great example. When you leave content and creativity into the hands of people who are neither creative nor living a life of any type of content, you really see how life is really pretty stoutly boring for these folks. There's a guy who posted a video of his dog playing with a water sprinkler. That's what dogs do. They play in water sprinklers. But I guess because it's his dog, he feels that everybody else should be amused by it. And granted, on the positive side, yes, there are some things that people post that are kind of interesting. Earl the Pearl got a brass note. He's one of the blues guys. And there's a picture of Gino, taken from Brad Webb, cleaning his brass note on the 2nd of August. So that was, I guess, today. But that's kind of cool. I like to see that kind of stuff, you know. The things, the hokey little pictures, and you know, people's taste and fashion really fascinated me. Well, I wouldn't be caught dead in public. Well, you know what? You got caught on Facebook on it, and everybody sees it. You know, crazy, crazy, crazy. But anyway, that's. I don't want to get all that down into too much about what. You know what I got going on here, because at least with Facebook, because you know it is what it is. Everybody has their opinions about it, and I think for the most part people have a love hate relationship with it, and you know they love to hate it. I think it's part of it, but they're afraid to put it down. I think that's a big part of it. I do believe that if you're not careful, you're going to wind up in a very similar situations. Like, God, I hate Facebook so much. Everybody knows you hate it, and then you get away from it, and it's like you're like a junkie trying to find another hit. You're going, oh, I got to check in. I got to see what's going on. No, it's not like that at all. Quite frankly, no, not at all.
Here's what's coming up on the next edition from Radioland. We'll get to it, I promise you, over the next 3 weeks, starting with this episode here. This first episode here is about my first time. We fast forward a little bit. I wind up going to the University of Texas at San Antonio as a geology major because my family thought it would be best that I not even entertain the idea of getting into the entertainment business. See what I did there? I was hired to be at that time, what they considered a bureau reporter, which was a guy that was actually living in Columbus, Mississippi, which was, about an hour and a half south of Tupelo. Down in the Golden Triangle of Columbus, West Point, and Starkville, babe, I descended into probably the earliest part of my madness. I was drinking uncontrollably.
Radio Memphis is an internet broadcasting service provided by PirateRadioStudios.com, Memphis, Tennessee, USA.
So there you have it. That's this edition, or this episode, I should say, or this edition, whatever you want to call it, of From Radioland. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you had a fine time with it. It's kind of, I keep it about this length. I find when I'm by myself, I just want to be able to get. I'm surprised I went as far as I did with the whole Facebook thing. Nevertheless, when you talk about something as inane as Facebook, you find yourself really, you know, getting kind of tore up about it. Yeah, buddy. I tell you what, the Abigail Noel show was quite fun. We're going to have her back on the show here once we get our other technical problems solved up. She's going to be coming back onto this podcast. In the meantime, if you really enjoyed her and our conversation, we had a fine time last week. Two Tuesdays ago, she was on my radio show. She came in and did 2 to 6 p.m. Central Time with me on Tuesday. We had such a fantastic time. Had a lot of fun. That she is going to be my regular every Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can listen to Abigail and I and Jeff Janovitz as we get on the air and talk about some stuff live, and we get into some all sorts of fun things, and we'll drag her through the news. And I've got some ideas that we're going to play with as far as what, you know, her abilities can and can't do. But it is still it's a lot of fun. She's a great lady and such a neat person to spend some time with. So you'll be hearing more from her in and around the podcast and on the radio station at radio-memphis.com. Of course, that's where you can find us live, which is really the whole point of From Radioland, because that's actually Radioland. I'm just from it. That's how that goes. So there you have it. So I'm going to get on out of here. You enjoy the rest of whatever time that you have this tonight, morning, day, whatever it is time that you listen to. Appreciate all of you who are taking the time to subscribe to this thing and really putting the numbers out there, which by God, it's we're mighty humbled by just how big this show has gotten to become, and I thank each and every one of you. Yes, the live thing was something else that I wanted to briefly mention is that there is a version of this podcast that'll be coming soon. It is it's called Live from Radioland, and it won't be as often as this one, I can tell you that, and it'll just be in the rotation with this show. So we'll figure that out as time goes on, because I've been invited by several people here in the city who want us to come set up in their venue and do a live podcast in front of a crowd, and I appreciate it. We're still kind of, you know, sorting that out and what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. So it's just going to be a matter of of getting all the all of those ducks in a row. We want it to be amusing as much as possible. So there you have it. So that just occurred to me that this is the season finale. This is the season two finale. So there you go. That we kind of went out with a bit of a rant, but we'll be back next week, as you heard the promo already. And that will be that. So on that note, I'm going to get on out of here. Thanks again for subscribing to us. If you're new to the podcast, you can find us at iTunes if you go that route. For those of you that are not on an Apple-enabled device, you can also get the app from TuneIn. It's free. TuneIn is a source. It's where we keep the show is available there. And they do have a free app. You can also listen to Radio Memphis through TuneIn. And you can hear this podcast. Just search Rick Cheddar from Radioland on TuneIn and download the free app, and you can enjoy some great radio, live radio, and this podcast. You can become a subscriber through it as well. And plenty of other places. You can find a complete list at my blog, which is the official home of this podcast, and that is rickcheddar.blogspot.com. And the actual host is Podbean. There's a few things there as well, but all the real good fun stuff will be found at blogspot.com. Be sure and put my name in front of it. rickcheddar.blogspot.com. You can see it all right there and enjoy the ride, and we'll catch y'all next time. So on that, you take care of yourselves, take care of one another. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.